At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I told you I was doing TRT, and then I had to stop. I want to be clear, because you acknowledged that, and you knew I was
TRT.
Testosterone replacement therapy.
What you told me was you did it several times, and that was it.
It seems like he was abusing TRT. That is not the type of behavior or addiction you want to see from a congressman who's supposed to have self-control. All right, everybody, resign, resign, resign. We will be spending every single day on the Adam Mockler feed calling for Republican Representative Max Miller to resign his Ohio seat until it actually happens. This comes just one day after we got confirmation of his abuse allegations after his ex-wife and ex-father-in-law, a Republican senator from Ohio, came out with statements confirming it all, saying that he's incredibly unhinged, they have multiple restraining orders against him. Even his ex-wife's lawyers have restraining orders against Max Miller because he cannot control himself, and he should not be representing anybody in Congress. He was being accused of pouring boiling hot water on his wife, holding a gun to her head, breaking the clavicle of his two-year-old child, and now we have more confirmation that it's all true. I mean, we knew it was true from both the court filings, the investigations, the hospital reports, but Republicans can no longer ignore this anymore. It is getting too big for them to ignore, and this is a party that has built so much political power off of ignoring the most heinous actions committed by their leaders. Of course, Donald Trump, who's on screen now, has been accused by dozens of women of assault dating back to the late 80s, early 90s. He even was found civilly liable. He's bragged about walking into dressing rooms because, you know, he owns the place. He's bragged about abusing power dynamics and grabbing women. He does not care. And the Republican Party does not care. And you know what makes me extra mad is when Republicans then try to take the moral high ground and scold Democrats, calling us, you know, immoral. We had Graham Platner and Eric Swalwell resign within 24 hours after the wild allegations came out against them, the disgusting allegations against Eric Swalwell. We had Al Franken resign. We've had Democrats held accountable time after time after time again, and the Republican Party has zero moral high ground to talk about the Democrats. Just to clarify, I think Graham Platner should have resigned. Eric Swalwell should have resigned. These were disgusting allegations. And now, it's time for Republicans to hold their own accountable. But they probably won't. If you want to join the effort, continuing to fight the good fight, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I'm currently on a family vacation, just spending some time with my grandparents and parents and dogs. But we are keeping the content rolling because it's important to keep everything pushing out there, keep the truth out there. And if you appreciate that, make sure you subscribe to the feed below. All right, let's start off with Donald Trump's statement about Max Miller. Remember, Trump has an incentive to undermine any allegations of abuse because he faces the same allegations on a high scale. He was calling Graham Platner a dirtbag for weeks, and then when the rape allegations against Platner came out, Trump all of a sudden said that people just like to make things up at times. So take a listen to this.
A lot of people like it. A lot of big supporters of Trump like it.
Mr. President, there's been some domestic abuse allegations against Congressman Max Miller.
I just learned about
it. He should resign.
Well, I'm going to look at it. I mean, so far, it's accusations. I'll be looking at it now.
Allegations he'll be looking at. Later on in the video, I'll show how Republicans have systematically covered up the same type of allegations before. Similar allegations against Matt Gaetz were covered up until he was forced to resign. Allegations against Jeffrey Epstein, of course, that's the obvious one. Then the Tate brothers, which has been happening recently. We have Corey Mills. We have Trump himself. There are allegations against RFK Jr. The Republicans are happy to cover a blind eye because they don't want politicians to be held accountable for anything. You know, the Mitch McConnell situation is a bit different. I'm not going to compare, you know, abuse to Mitch McConnell's cover-up, but it is sort of a similar thing. Republicans will do whatever to cling on to power and will blind themselves to the reality. Well, here is the reality. This is a clip of Representative Max Miller. He released these recordings of him and his wife thinking they would make him look good, but they make him look the exact opposite. In the first clip from August 20th of 2024, you'll hear Max Miller say, "I've never had a needle in my bedroom drawer. I don't have needles in the house." He's caveating very clearly there. "I've never had a needle in the bedroom drawer," he says. But then, he said a few months later, on tape, "I told you I was doing TRT, and then I had stopped." Huh. So the rage and the abuse kind of coincides with the TRT that he was taking. It's very clear what's happening.
"I have gone into your backpack because I truly do believe you have a drug problem."
"Okay. What drugs?"
Well, first it was weed, and then I found needles next to your bed."
"You found needles?"
"Yes, I did, and I took a picture of it. You can try to deny it to me."
"Okay."
"I don't know why that's funny. That's actually really funny."
Sorry, just to pause for one second. If you even listen to the tone of their voice, I feel like he's speaking in a very arrogant, condescending, and manipulative way, like very narcissistic. And she's being very genuine in this appeal. She's genuinely trying to break through to him, and he just seems detached.
"Okay.
I don't know why that's funny. That's actually really fucking scary."
"Okay, you found
it." "And was a huge impetus of why I left."
"Okay."
She sounds like she has clarity. She has a lot of clarity.
"Go for it. Test me for whatever you would like."
"You're not, that's even scary that that's a thing. That actually freaks me the fuck
out." "It's not a thing. And you didn't find it next to a bed."
"Yes, so, I did, Max. Yes, the fuck I did."
"Then it's not mine. If it's next to the bed.
Then who else's needle is in the bedroom drawer, Max?"
"No idea, but I can tell you 1,000% I've never had a needle in my bedroom drawer. 1,000%.
"You've never had a needle with
Jewish word of honor. Nope, Jewish word of honor. That is not my bedroom drawer. Not my bedroom drawer."
Okay, wait. The caveating here makes it sound like he does have needles, but he keeps repeating, "not in my bedroom drawer, though." You guys get what I mean, right? It's like,
"not in my bedroom drawer. I have never had a needle in my bedroom drawer, and that is not a lie."
"Where are they, Max? Because that's where I found it."
"Nope. I don't have needles in the house. You can come check. There's never..."
I'm sorry. Nothing about this is funny, but the absolute arrogance of him trying to caveat, "it's not in my bedroom drawer," to me, it kind of proves the exact type of personality traits his ex-wife has alleged in all of these lawsuits or all these court filings. And it's all just so obvious that this guy is an arrogant, narcissistic manipulator. You can hear it in his voice. He's not fooling anybody.
"I've never put a needle in the drawer."
"I will send you a picture of it then."
"Please do."
"Okay, but I understand. And the other thing too, and I completely agree with you, but the other thing too is 8 months prior, okay, I want to be clear and have an understanding about this. I told you I was doing TRT and then I had stopped. I want to be clear because you acknowledged that and you knew
what's
I was-
TRT?
Testosterone replacement therapy. You knew I was doing that. I know this for a fact. So you've already acknowledged it. You already know that that behavior was going on. And you already know that it has ceased for over 7 months. So
what you told me was you did it several times and that was it."
It seems like he was abusing TRT. I know that there is a prescription that some people take, I believe, but it seems like he had illegal needles. He was doing TRT and then he had to hop off. That is not the type of behavior or addiction you want to see from a congressman who's supposed to have self-control. Then Bernie Moreno comes out, the senator who is the father of Emily Moreno, the ex-wife of Max Miller. So what we see here is actually quite extraordinary. A Republican senator is taking the internal family dispute, posting publicly and calling for his ex-son-in-law to resign. Senator Bernie Moreno has been rather silent about this for a few years. I think it's cowardly in a way. I think that if you have a position of power and you're not going to defend your daughter with everything you have and call for Max Miller to resign just because you want more seats for the Republicans, that is so despicable. Bernie Moreno knows that Max Miller is not equipped or qualified, and he was going to let him waltz into re-election. Bernie Moreno does say in this post he just didn't want to bring something out into the public that was an internal family dispute. I do understand that. I have some empathy towards that. But man, Bernie Moreno has been attacking Anthony Fauci, every single Democrat, random Democrats for no reason, and he's had none of that smoke for his ex-son-in-law who abused his daughter. But listen to this extraordinary post that he wrote. It says, "As a father and husband, I can tell you that the last 2 years have been pure hell for my wife, Bridget, our daughter, Emily, me, and our entire family in this aftermath of Emily's divorce. It has been horrific to watch this play out in full public view, all while knowing an innocent 2-year-old girl is caught in the middle. Our priority has always been protecting our daughter and our granddaughter. Out of concern for the safety of my family, I hope to keep this matter private, but Max Miller's increasingly erratic and dangerous behavior has made that impossible. As he has admitted privately, Max Miller needs serious psychological help. He is a danger to my granddaughter, and I hold my breath every minute he has custody of my granddaughter." It's a pretty wild write-up coming from a sitting Republican senator against a sitting representative from the same state. It's a wild situation. And it's disgusting as well. But to continue, it says, "If there are any basic standards of character required to hold elected office, Max Miller fails them. As he has admitted privately, Max Miller needs serious psychological help. He is a danger to my daughter. I believe Max Miller needs to seek professional help to end the clear pattern of abuse he has left in his wake. I believe he should not be free to continue endangering others until he does." So he's calling for an arrest right here, it sounds like. "I ran for office because I wanted to make a difference for the country that gave me every opportunity to succeed and to leave this nation better for my children and grandchildren." And then he ends off the post by saying he loves his family. I think this is a good step in the right direction. It is good that Max Miller is being called out with full force, but he needs to resign immediately. The fact that Donald Trump is trying to downplay this is not a good sign. It means we have to keep the pressure on. And this is why, because Speaker of the House Mike Johnson admitted this a few weeks ago, that Republicans are absolutely screwed if they lose the House. Take a listen to this.
"Say, I am on the ballot, because in a real sense, he is. If we were to lose the midterms, heaven forbid, these Democrats, y'all, impeachment's not even the big concern. They will turn every committee of Congress into an investigative body, and they'll go after the president's family, the cabinet, his donors and friends. Half of you in this room will be targeted."
No, say it ain't so. They're going to investigate the $400 million Qatari jet that barely even worked. They're going to investigate the stock market manipulation and the tariff manipulation. Say it ain't so. They're going to investigate the cryptocurrency that has benefited the Trump family billions of dollars. To me, that sounds like a pretty good reality. Can you throw in there some investigations of Max Miller and his abuse? Because
I run the protection program. I'll take care of you, okay? We're going to win. We're going to win the midterm, okay?
All right. Okay, so the stakes are very clearly high in the mind of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. And I want to point out, this is a very important connection right here. Mike Johnson, when being asked about Max Miller, keeps appealing to the Ethics Committee investigation and the process by which it's supposed to play out in Congress. But you cannot believe a word this slimeball is saying, because when this same investigation was playing out a few years ago against a Republican named Matt Gaetz, who was being accused of sleeping with underage girls and Venmoing a network of underage girls, Speaker Mike Johnson said that he, quote, strongly requests that the Ethics Committee withhold its Matt Gaetz report. So what I'm saying here is, he's strongly requesting them not to release this report, not to hold him accountable, not to detail the investigation. The investigators apparently had multiple day-long sessions with a woman who claimed that when she was a girl, when she was 16, 17, Matt Gaetz slept with her at a party and Venmo'd her and did all this. So it is despicable. Johnson said that the release of the report, now that Gaetz is no longer a sitting congressman, would be a terrible breach of protocol. So Matt Gaetz resigned suddenly. I'm just going to be honest, that's what needs to happen to Max Miller ASAP. Here's a Republican on Face the Nation this morning, just getting entirely stunlocked, trying to defend Max Miller. Like, no way out of this verbally, defending Max Miller here. Take a listen.
I want to get to a bit of politics. Out in Ohio, your colleague Max Miller, according to the latest court filing, he's been accused of domestic abuse. The court filing says he shoved his then wife, held a gun to her head, poured hot water on her, and had concerns he may have broken their 2-year-old daughter's collarbone, according to both police reports and court documents that were filed. He just went live in a social media stream and denied these allegations within the past hour. My question is not about his marriage or his personal life, but I'm asking about the politics here and the party. Should there be an ethics probe to look into this?
Well, Margaret, what you just said when you began this question is that this is a matter of litigation. This is best handled in a courtroom and not in a TV studio. And this is, you know, that type of speculation is better for TMZ than CBS.
Well, we've covered with other lawmakers, including in the other party, the Democratic Party, credible allegations against people running for office. We take it.
Bro, these same exact Republicans were immediately calling for Graham Plattner to resign. And you know what? I agree. Graham Plattner was right to resign. He's a disgusting human being. And I'm glad that he's no longer our Democratic candidate and that we have Troy Jackson in Maine. That being said, the Republican, pearl clutching. They're saying we need an actual court investigation about this. We shouldn't be litigating this on TV. That is what you guys do every single time. Donald Trump then continues to babble on Air Force One.
Sir, I you guys do anything.
Who?
You guys do anything to address OpenAI and Anthropic's models hacking others?
It could be, yeah. We're very much involved in that. We have a big stake in that. So does the world.
This is really embarrassing. So he gets asked, will the U.S. do anything to stop OpenAI and Anthropic's models hacking other systems? He has no clue what's being said. So he just says, yeah, could be. We're in very big much trouble. It could happen. He has no clue what he's talking about. But I do want to refocus this conversation for 1 second. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, we have just illustrated, wanted to cover up the report into Matt Gaetz. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, as we have illustrated on this channel, did not want the Epstein files to be released. He advocated against that. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is now trying to cover up for Max Miller, trying to blind himself and other Republicans, and it's because the Republican Party will go to any length in order to accumulate power, breaking our institutions, electing a civilly liable rapist, electing a 34 times felon, and on top of that, allowing Mitch McConnell to hide himself in a DC hospital for 45 days while he doesn't do anything for the people of Kentucky or people of America. Like, all of this falls under the same umbrella, in my opinion, and we're going to keep covering this every single day. It is a top-down cover-up when Donald Trump says that it's allegations against Max Miller. Trump doesn't give a shit. He just wants the midterms to be won. We are going to make Max Miller such a politically toxic candidate due to these allegations that he will have no choice but to resign. If you want to join the movement, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.